Kel, an NCAA tournament, your freshman year, A-10 championship. Now you get an opportunity to take on Kentucky. Just tell me what you're feeling.
Excitement. I think, people could assume that just because we drew Kentucky, one of the utopia of college basketball, our traditional powerhouse, that we would be a bit fearful. But we were all excited. I mean, we really feel like if we execute and we do what we've done all year, and especially in the last 10 to 15 games, that we're going to stand a really good chance of winning. So we're excited for this opportunity. I mean, it's a dream come true for all of us. I mean, the seniors have been fortunate enough to be here, but for everyone else, this is just, a new opportunity and an exciting opportunity, and one that we're going to, approach with a lot of focus, but also do it with joy, as Coach always harps on.
Obviously, Kentucky brings to the table what they usually bring to the table. That's the length, athleticism. How do you guys look to combat that on both the offensive end and the defensive end?
Well, I think the good thing is we're prepared for, an athletic team that has a tendency to get into you and pressure you and attack the glass. I mean, we've seen that with Rhode Island and back in December when we played Carolina. So we're exposed to it. I mean, I think Kentucky kind of epitomizes that, with, Kevin Knox at 6'9", and then there's two starting guards at 6'6" and 6'5", with, a tremendous vertical leap in all positions, it seems like. But I think we're prepared, and we've done things all year to kind of combat people getting into us and then stick to our principles and our fundamentals. And it comes down to execution. And I think, at the end of the day, they still have to guard us, whether we're as athletic or not. We still have the ability to execute and to shoot the ball and to attack and to just be a fluent offensive team, which is what we've done all year.
Give me a sense around this team, because I've been around you all year long. Collectively, you guys peaking at the right time, playing great basketball. Emotionally, coming off the win on Sunday and then having to change focus to Kentucky, you guys seem pretty calm to me.
Yeah, well, emotionally, I'm for sure Sunday, even a little through Monday, we were still all on cloud nine and extremely excited and just overfilled with joy. But then we realized we still have more basketball to play. And although we still walk every day with joy to our step, we're still focused and we're ready and film. And you could tell everybody's really locked in and attentive today, this afternoon. So, yes, we're filled with excitement still and filled with joy and gratitude for being in this position. But we're also really focused and prepared to take on Kentucky.